MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 28, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today's headlines, Governor and Lieutenant Governor visit Beverly today. Saugus Route 1 crash under investigation.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, local teams preparing for Super Bowls this week. Rick?
And so are we. Thanks, Bill. Sun and clouds today, upper 30s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:24 a.m. Governor Healey and Lieutenant Governor Driscoll are scheduled to be in Beverly this morning. They will be announcing the administration's new strategy for addressing the impacts of climate change along the coastline. The two state leaders will be joined by Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rebecca Tepper, along with Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill. The event was to be held at the Carriage House at Lynch Park this morning at 9 a.m. Saugus police are investigating a chain reaction crash on Route 1 last night that left two cars lodged inside a shuttered Boston Market restaurant. WFXT-TV is reporting that emergency crews were called at 7:45 p.m. The crash involved two cars and multiple people, one of whom was taken to the hospital. Danvers residents will be facing an additional trash fee in 2024. The Select Board voted last week to support the annual fee of $200. But as Town Administrator Steve Bartha told the board last week, weekly recycling will return for residents in January.
Work with the vendor to bring weekly recycling back starting January 1st. That has been the single biggest challenge that I think residents have faced under the new program, that the biweekly recycling, we're good at recycling in Danvers, and so a lot of folks were having a hard time doing that. We were preparing to stand up satellite drop-off locations around town. We heard from some residents at prior meetings about their unhappiness about having to have that in their particular neighborhood. We believe that the weekly recycling will probably eliminate the need to have unsightly drop-off sites located throughout town. That did increase the cost of a service that had already increased considerably from the prior year.
The town has faced increased trash cost, but there are options for residents to opt out.
One of the features of the program really that will be in effect next year is an opt-out. If individuals, I think it will be difficult for a single-family home to find a hauler who can provide service at the same cost as the proposed trash fee. But certainly individuals who are living in two or three or four family homes have the option under the program of looking at alternatives to town curbside collection. If the fee's approved, we would be offering exemptions to any families that currently qualify for statutory exemptions for tax abatement. There are 255 families in Danvers today that qualify for senior, disabled veteran, low-income, blind, etc. Statutory exemptions. Those are administered through the assessing office, so anybody who's interested in learning more about those programs to find out if that's something they would qualify for, you can find that information on the website, or you can simply call the assessing department and they can help residents answer those questions.
Danvers Town Administrator Steve Bartha. The Historical Commission in Swampscott will get an extra 5 months to save the Revolutionary War General John Glover House from the wrecking ball. The Daily Item is reporting today that when a developer announced that demolition would be delayed until the summer, the commission will now look at an additional way or two to try to preserve the structure. In business news, the Gloucester Times is reporting that the strength of the outdoor economy on Cape Ann is resulting in an economic boon in the area. The economy grew by 17% in Massachusetts in 2022. The Greater Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce CEO Steve Buckley says the numbers are good news, and he added, "I think it bodes well for our region." He also added that more people are discovering Cape Ann. In Newburyport, the Seegans PCI synthesis plant will be closing. That announcement came yesterday. The Daily News reports chemical plant officials stated that they do not expect to resume production. Earlier this year, in May, an explosion at the plant resulted in the death of a Methuen man. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber! measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to Columbus last night 5-2. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery, what went wrong?
Well, I thought every part of our game was tough, you know, to be honest. Like, I thought we had a pretty good start to the first 8 to 10 minutes. And then, you know, they slowly but surely started to take over the game. I thought we lost stick battles. I don't think we were physical. So there was a lot of areas of our game that we just flat out, we weren't good enough.
The Celtics will host the Bulls tonight at the Garden. In North Shore sports, three teams are preparing for high school Super Bowls from the North Shore. They are St. John's Prep, Salem High, and Amesbury. The Prep will meet Xaverian tomorrow night in the D1 Super Bowl. The Hawks handed the Prep their only loss of the year just last week on Thanksgiving. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre looking for better results this time against Xaverian at Gillette Stadium tomorrow night. And he wants a better effort out of his team's defense.
Yeah, it was uncharacteristically not a good performance for our defense. We gave up way too much in the run game. Don't have all the answers for that. Certainly the quality of opponent matters. They deserve credit, but we did uncharacteristic things. And I think we held back some stuff as well because you're playing twice in 6 days, and I'm sure they held back as well some stuff. But just not pleased with the effort on defense in totality, but got a chance at redemption on Wednesday.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. In coaching news, the Salem News reports that Gavin Monagle is stepping down as football coach at Masconomet. He is an administrator in the Masconomet School District. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
This is MSO News Sports. Our Super Bowl coverage for this week begins now with the St. John's Prep head football coach, Brian St. Pierre. They're taking on Xaverian on Wednesday night at Gillette Stadium. Coach St. Pierre, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us again this week.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and happy belated Thanksgiving. Hoping it was a good one for you and your family.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. And, well, I guess that leads us right into Thanksgiving, Coach. You did that to us, but some thoughts on Thanksgiving. You guys playing Xaverian on Wednesday. You played them on Thanksgiving, lost with a last-second field goal, end-of-game field goal, 23-21. So give us your summary on the Thanksgiving matchup, that one with Xaverian.
Yeah, it was highly competitive, similar to a lot of our Thanksgiving games with them. It's usually two very good teams going at it, which it was certainly the case on Thursday as well. Made a bunch of plays, did a lot of good things, just they made one more at the end, last-second kick from 30 yards to beat us. So tough ending, but I think the thought that we get a chance to do something about it again on this Wednesday, I think the kids are focused on that.
Yeah, I saw Nick Giannino's story in the Salem News following the game, the Friday edition. He mentioned or quoted you saying that exact same thing. Very seldom do you get a chance at another shot at the same team coming right back at them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a unique situation. I mean, that's just how the playoff system works out in Massachusetts, with Thanksgiving being such a big tradition around here. So I think it's probably extra unique that you're playing the same team both on Thanksgiving and then a week later in the state title game. But don't know that it's unprecedented. It's just unique for us, certainly, and don't know how many times it's happened. But it's a challenge, and it's one we're up for, but we're grateful to be in the situation we're in for sure.
So now, in that game, Nick Giannino also wrote about a fourth down conversion that Xaverian got late in the game, and the spot was somewhat questioned. Can you tell us about that? Give our listeners a little bit more info on that.
Yeah, it was a fourth and six with about 30 seconds to go from about, I don't know, Xaverian's 34, something like that. And you know, we had the quarterback on the run, and he was scrambling for his life, and he kind of just threw something up. They made a play. They caught it. I thought we hit him a little bit short of the stakes, and then certainly his momentum brought him back. So it was definitely a very tight spot, and I think my biggest thing, I thought it was short, but even if it wasn't, I just kind of wanted a measurement and got neither, and did not get an explanation either, because the game just kind of went so fast from there, because they had only one timeout and they're in a hurry up, and you know, they end up getting a field goal at the end. I just kind of wanted an explanation and kind of wanted a measurement. I didn't think that was too much to ask, but apparently it was.
Yeah, wow. Hey, tell me about their quarterback, Henry Hasselbeck. We talked about him, I think, in the previous week a bit. But tell us how he performed against you guys on Thanksgiving and the threat that he is in different ways. Just describe that to us.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest threat, you know, he's a very good passer, but I think the biggest threat is he can beat you with his legs. And he did that to us a little bit the other day. He had a scramble touchdown for 50 yards on a broken play. So he's kind of the cog that runs the engine for them. There's no doubt about it. He adds another dimension with his legs. So he's certainly a good passer. I'm not. You know, he can throw the ball, there's no question. But I thought we did a pretty good job there. Grayson Ambrosch made a great interception on him in the red zone earlier in the fourth quarter to stop a drive, which was huge. But his legs definitely played a role in the result.
Just a couple of questions on your team and their play on Thanksgiving against Severian, as it actually would relate very closely to what's coming up on Wednesday night at Gillette. But Brian, tell us about your defense overall against Severian, your plan of attack, and how it all played out.
Yeah, it was uncharacteristically not a good performance for our defense. We gave up way too much in the run game. Don't have all the answers for that. Certainly the quality of opponent matters. They deserve credit, but we did uncharacteristic things. And I think we held back some stuff as well, because you're playing twice in 6 days, and I'm sure they held back as well some stuff. But just not pleased with the effort on defense in totality. But, you know, got a chance at redemption on Wednesday.
All right, and what about your offense? Kind of summarize that for us as well.
We ran the ball for well over 200 yards, so that was good to see. We were pretty physical with them up front. You know, certainly made mistakes that we can clean up and wasn't perfect. Like to be a little bit more balanced throwing it. But for the most part, we moved the ball well. We did the things we wanted to do. And, you know, end of the day, both sides of the ball, was it our best? No, but we're up 21-20 with 3 seconds to go. You know, that's cause for optimism in terms of let's get back to playing the way we were and have a good run at it Wednesday night.
No, absolutely. So tell our listeners, as we talk on Monday morning, what's your schedule like in preparation for this game? What has it been like leading up to today? And then what are the next couple of days, you know, how do they play out? Actually, really only one more day of practice after today, Monday.
Yeah, I mean, this will be our last practice. We did some work over the weekend because of the schedule. You know, the MIA, the scheduling didn't do us any favors, certainly.
No.
Coming back so quickly, I can't understand it for the life of me. It's a story for another day, but it's not good for the kids, not good for anyone involved that way. But that's the situation that was presented, and so we had to make changes to our schedule. I had to bring guys in over the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, which I didn't want to have to do, but you have to because you're playing Wednesday, so it accelerates your week. But we've had two good focus practices. We need to finish it up today and make some last-minute, you know, clean-up, adjustment, that type of stuff, polish it off, and get ready to go get on a bus Wednesday night.
Coach, any other thoughts about either Thanksgiving or this look at Zavarian coming up for the Super Bowl on Wednesday night?
Just the finality of it all. It's no matter how many years I do this, you feel like you blink and the season's over. And just to be where we're at right now, I think this group to be where we're at is they've achieved a lot already, and they've worked extremely hard to be in the situation they've in, and they've earned it, and I'm just proud of them. There's a part of you that is very, very tired at this point as a coach, and I'm sure as the players as well, but there's also a part that doesn't want it to end either. And you know, those are all the emotions that go into this last game of the year. But you always want to be playing in December or late November after Thanksgiving, because that means you had a heck of a season. And we've been able to do that 4 out of the last 5 years. And now, you know, last step is to finish it off.
All right. Well, Coach, we appreciate all your time this season that you've been able to share insight and information on St. John's Prep football. And we'll see you Wednesday night at Gillette. And thanks so much for your time. And good luck on Wednesday.
Bill, I appreciate it, and thank you for all your time and efforts on our behalf and the behalf of high school football and high school athletics in general.
All right. Well, I want you to relax on Thursday, but not, you know, and be happy and relaxed. There you go.
I'm going to try. I'm looking forward to a little bit of getting away, but it never gets too far away from me.
No, I believe that. All right. There he is, St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre with us here on MSONewsSports.com.